I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The New York Knicks. Crazy first two games of the series. They're up 2-0. And then yesterday obviously did not go their way. There was not a third magical comeback in them. This series is now at 2-1, and there's a pivotal game number 4 coming up tomorrow evening at MSG. And by the way, on April 6th, Stephon Marbury's brand, Camelo Eyewear, teamed up on a limited edition eyewear style in collaboration with the Knicks, featuring Camelo's best-selling style R. The glasses feature white frames and the Knicks logo displayed across the sleek rimless lenses. And the glasses, Knicks R, which are $399, is available only for purchase at Madison Square Garden until supplies run out. Each pair comes with an exclusive protective case and an autographed Stephon Marbury collectible. And the glasses are the perfect balance of cutting-edge style, team spirit, and everyday wear. And the former Knick, Stephon Marbury, kind enough to join us right now. Steph, appreciate the time. How you been?
I'm been blessed, man. Thanks for having me on the show, man.
Well, I appreciate you coming on in the Fan in New York City. So where are we at right now? I know you've been all fired up for the Knicks the last few years. They were up 2-0 and they lose yesterday.
Oh, my God. It was a tough game to lose, but obviously everyone knew that they weren't, speaking about Boston, they weren't going to come inside of the Garden and allow us to dominate them in the second half the way we did. They came out and played like the champs. But for the most part, we're right where we want to be at, to be honest. I mean, we're in the driver's seat. We went inside of their building, won two games, pivotal games that changed the momentum, changed the energy of the series. And, you know, when you go on a roll, you really want to win one. We got two. So not only did we take home court advantage, we took the lead. So I think going up against the champs, you got to have expectancy and knowing that these guys are good. They are aware of what they did wrong, and they're watching film just like we're watching film, you know. But the best part is we went against their resistance when we beat them inside of their building. So they came back and they played well yesterday. We looked like we were sleepwalking yesterday. We was out there at 3:30 like if it was a 10:30 game. No energy, wasn't fired up. The fans had more energy than the players, I felt. I know I was gassed up. I mean, they humbled me real quick and put me right in my seat.
What type of effort do you think they'll see in game 4? Because you even heard Jalen say it after the game that subconsciously you're up 2-0. Maybe there's why there wasn't that urgency where you knew the defending champs were going to give you a big punch right out of the gate.
Nah, I think, you know, I'm with the winning team, so whatever he says, that's what I'm going with. So I'm not going to speak into that. I'd rather continue to keep our tactics for us to try to beat them because we need it all. But from what I saw, I didn't see the same execution on defense as we were not giving up middle drives. Our defense is geared not to give up middle. We were breaking down on defense. We were giving up open shots. We weren't running them off of the three-point line as we were. Our contest shots, they weren't nowhere near as with the same type of energy and enthusiasm that we play with in Boston. We play with a sense of a different style and a sense of rhythm in Boston. Even though when we were down, we still had a nice flow. Last night, it was basically like the champs came in and did what they wanted to do, like how they did the last time when they came and they played against us on our court.
Stephon Marbury here with us on The Fan. You know, what is it like for you, you know, as a guard to see what Jalen Brunson has been able to do the last few years in New York?
Legendary. I mean, just him in a hole. The guy gave up $50 million to put this team on his back and lead it. I mean, his leadership, his will to win, his ability to understand what's needed, to be able to have the poise and to be able to continue to learn as he's growing through all of the challenges and rising at the same time is legendary. It's amazing to see, and I'm happy to see. It's great for New York basketball. He's becoming an iconic figure for the guards here who play basketball here, because it's old school mixed with new school footwork, being able to shoot the basketball mid-range, just a variety of different things on the basketball court for a guard to be able to use as a model.
And we all know this, right? This organization was down and out for a while, and now there's not only stability. This team has been playing at a really good level, and they're still up 2-1, and tomorrow's going to be a zoo. I know you're from New York. I know you played for the Knicks, so it obviously means a lot to you. But so many of you former Knicks are coming on back the last few years to cheer on this team. Why does it mean so much to see this team do so well?
I mean, the saying, once a Knick, always a Knick, is really a true saying. It's like being able to have the energy of New York basketball inside the Mecca, you know, where everyone desires to play. They grew up idolizing this place to play basketball, to showcase their skills. And for these guys to have played for the Knicks and to come back and be here in such a positive light and all of the positive energy that's happening amongst the people in the city, it's a vibe. It's the most vibrant inside of the NBA when you have alumni row the way how it is, because you understand the transparency in how the Knicks operate with people who play basketball with the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? They could have played for other teams, but when they come and play for the Knicks, they can always come back. And that's real. It's not something that's like happening all over. This is something that goes on, you know, with the Knicks. Like, once a Knick, always a Knick. That's a fan knowing of what we know growing up. Like, oh yeah, he played for the Knicks, but we still love him because he did this. You know what I'm saying? So remembrance is always, you know, a key, and it stays in the memory.
Stephon Marbury here with us. We'll talk about his eyeglasses, Camelo, coming up in just a second. You wanted to talk a little strategy. Obviously, the first two games for the Celtics, they shot 25% from three. Yesterday, they were 50% from behind the arc. How did the Knicks defend the Celtics? You know, we're going to keep on shooting it better from three.
We got to play basketball. Play basketball to win. Do everything that it takes to win the game. Close out. No middle. Right? Make sure that you make the extra rotation. Right? Do all of the little things that you're supposed to do. And then after you do all of those things, then if they make shots and they're so prolific in their game where we can't stop them and beat them, then we could deal with an L. But we can't deal with L's like last. We can't deal with L's like yesterday, 3:30 to 5:30. It was a massacre in my mind, but it wasn't even like that because we didn't even play. We didn't even play. They tried to show the engine again in the fourth quarter, but you can't get up on defense in the fourth quarter and play like that against the champs. This is serious. It's real. You got to be up in them from the beginning of the game until the end of the game, because they want to hold up that trophy again too, and they're looking at it the way how we're not. They got to handle this to get what they want. But if we really want something, we gotta really give up something if we really want to get something. That was the message today.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In service.
I'm telling you, Steph, you're getting me fired up, man, because tomorrow,
man, we ready.
The series is
we
on the
ready.
Line tomorrow. The series is decided tomorrow.
No, it's not on the line. No. See, this is another thing. Don't do this. Don't do this to our fans. Let us stay all the way in. See, Boston is really good because them championships that they won, they know how to stay poised and patient, and they can wait. They don't think it's over with until it's over with. When they lose, that's when they know it's over with. See, we get excited. Our kids jump up and down in front of the garden. We got a little dude screaming, wait. Knicks in five! But this is us. This is the animation of us, right? If we don't have that, then we can't be us. But now we learning how to balance it. right? As fans, I'm a fan first.
Yeah.
Like before I became a Knickerbocker, I was a fan first, right? So I'm down with the same wave. We get excited. But I also understand that we're on a different path and a different quest with this team. Like, this is the reason why people are supporting this team. They're supporting this team and getting behind it because it's real, okay? It's not because we got one guy who can score 50 or me or somebody that can score points and dime. This is a team. This is a real team that we're watching in New York City. And people, they don't really know how to deal with us having a real team. So they kind of want us to break it up. Because we do that. We don't build on top of the team. We'll do something crazy, but that's not happening. That's why the support is different. And I believe that we're going to take a step that nobody never thought. And I believe we can do it. I believe we are a championship team. We just got to be more consistent. And when we can learn how to be more consistent, where if we lose that game yesterday, we lose because Boston play out of their mind. Fans can go home and not think about what the hell just happened. We can literally say, they just play good. We don't want to just say, oh, they just made shots. Nah, we got our ass whooped yesterday. That's what happened. Actually, we got our ass whooped for the last only two quarters. We won two quarters in those two games we won. The fourth quarter, we really won. But the other quarters, we've stayed in the game. Now it's time to show our strength. It's time to show our dominance because we have it inside of us. They all got to lock in, and I believe they know that. It's kind of rope-a-dope, but I don't know what part this is because the first two games, to me, was rope-a-dope. But last night, we got an ass whoop. Excuse my language, but that's what happened. We got a real natural one last night. One that you get. Yeah. Real.
I know that you're stressing the importance of the team. I believe Brunson's going to be awesome tomorrow. Who's the next guy up, in your opinion, that you're really keying on to say, okay, that guy got to break out?
Look, and if, first of all, for our guys off the bench, like Deuce to come in and give that big, monstrous dunk, that for that energy to continue to flow, our five got to be clicking. They got to get back into their space. And they will. They'll get back clicking. They know what they got to do. They watch film just like we watch the game live. Okay, they got to watch it all over again 3, 4, 5 times, you know, after playing the game. So I'm going with OG. He got to play more fierce. Okay, I'm going OG because he can't take 6 shots. I'm telling you, they play like we played at 7, and now they switch the game, and now we playing at 12:30. Oh, man, nobody didn't tell me. I don't got my shoes. Oh, my God. What happened? No. It doesn't matter what time the game starts. If I start at 12 at night, be ready. You feel me? But now, when I look at who? OG. And then I look at Big Mitch. Mitch got to do what we're seeing online right now. Forget it. If you don't even do what we're seeing online with him doing the sham and shooting 3-point shots, if you ain't going to do that, have that in your mind that you could do that. So when you get to the free throw line, those is money, 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 money. So then now if it's money, 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 oh, my. Give it to him on a block. Why not? Once or twice. They can't. I mean, he's big and strong, and he know he can do it. Everybody that plays in the NBA, they can score. They can go. Some guys get put into roles and then they don't work on certain things. But he has the ability. When he make those free throws in a garden chair like that, oh my God. Man, that's crazy. That's a wave. That's energy right now. We need that. And we need everybody to beat the Celtics. Don't get it twisted. We are not good enough to beat the Celtics straight out. We're not straight out. We need other things. We need our team because they're already secure with their fan base. That fan base is super solid.
Yep.
You know what it is. Like the Packers, right? Somebody moved from Wisconsin and somebody find out that they're moving 5 years later. They're already gearing up to try to bid for that one ticket. That's what it is in Boston, right? It's the culture. We're established. We got to get that type of culture, establish that. And when we win the championship, that's going to happen.
Absolutely. Anytime I see you at the Garden, I know you're rocking those shades. Even when you're not there, I see them online. They look awesome. Tell me a little bit about Camelo.
Hey, it's next wave of the future technology. I'm blessed and thankful that I'm able to give people something that they can use as different. That's it. It helps elderly people. It helps people my age, almost 50 years old. It helps the young from, you know, what they want to do, from utilizing the application and they playing music, and also being able to talk on the phone and change the tint from light to dark within 0.9 seconds. I mean, basically, we want people to be able to use the technology in the way that they've never seen it before. Because it's like when people started to learn about shades, right? When people wore eyewear that had shades from regular glasses. I'm sure during that time when people experienced that, they probably were like, wow, I can block the sun. The UV, the ultraviolet can literally block out from my eyes being harmed from the sun. And then now, if you want to block the sun, you can block it. And if there's no sun, you can change it in 0.9 seconds where it goes to light. So now you get the same feeling of what your glasses did when you first put them on without any ultraviolet in front. Now you can do it with. So this is something new that I'm a part of, and I'm blessed and thankful that I get the opportunity to do it.
And by the way, I remember as a kid growing up on Long Island, we'd all rush to Stephen Barry's for those Starberries, the $15 shoes. Is that true that you're bringing them back? I read that online.
I am. But you know, with tariffs, everything halt when you. It's not just, no, but this is what it is, right? I sell shoes. I'm trying to get it back to sell my product at $14.98. But it's other products that sell, you know, that within the price range of $50 to $80, $90.
Yeah.
But $14.98 shoes and clothes, that's something that I did that for people to have access. People that look like me who can't afford to spend, you know, $150 for a pair of kicks. The story doesn't change. I'm from Coney Island, the projects. That's my heart. That's where I'm from. That's the foundation. And for me, when I did what I did, I was trying to make sure that people that live where I live at can at least go buy something that's nice at an affordable price. You know what I'm saying? And be able to be like, I'm good and still be good. So bringing it back is vital. I left to go to China and part of rebuilding my brand.
Sure.
You know, I left. It was a mess when I left, you know, but look at it now. Look at, you know, for me, I look at it as full circle. You know, people are like, yo, you at the Garden? I'm like, man, I'm a Knicks fan. Chill out. At the end of the day, that's what it is. But to bring my brand back, to be back, you know, cheering for my hometown team, It's a lot of things that are taking place to push me to want to bring back Starberry. So that's another thing that's great as well. Love what we're doing.
Well, last thing I'll ask you, Stephon Marbury. I love the passion. It's refreshing. It's awesome to talk about the Knicks in a positive way. You're on the Fan in New York City. There's a lot of Knicks fans that are looking for a pump-up speech. What do you got to say leading into game four tomorrow? Go ahead.
Hey. All I'm going to say is this. I would rather be in our spot than their spot, playing in a game tomorrow on our court where they could go 3-1 or tie it. We're not in that spot. So at the end of the day, block out the noise, stay focused, stay locked in, go to the game knowing what you know about your team, not the team that people are telling you about, because they don't even watch us. They got to watch us every night. They got to know us in and out in order to really tell us about us. You feel me? So now, go to the game. You watching the game. Watch the game like you was watching the game when we was down. Put that same energy, because that's the same energy we're going to need when we up. So go for it. They going for it. Trust. They going for it. They locked in. I'm locked in, too, as you can see. I'm locked all the way in. all the way in. I can't wait for the game tomorrow.
Are you going?
It's at the, what? Oh, come on, man. Hey, look, I changed this Mother's Day. My mom is sick. My mom fell ill. Please keep my mother, Mabel Marbury, in prayer. She has stage 4 cancer, oh, and she's fighting like a trooper to live. 83 years old. It's amazing. This, her testimony is incredible. So if I drove here to see my mom, and I'm driving back to the game, and then I'm driving right back, my mom is like, I already know, so go. She's from New York. She laying in the hospital cheering. And it's a blessing because it pumps her up. And, you know, during these times, when your mom is sick, man, it's hard. It's hard watching your mother sick. But when you got God and you know he's on the throne and you know your mom is telling you, don't worry about me, I'm going to be okay. You worry about you. And I'm like, wow, why are you laying in the beds, you know, fighting? But don't worry about us. Pray for us. That's the best way to look at it. Knicks, keep fighting. They're going to go for it. They're going to bring the energy tomorrow. All right? They're going to bring the energy tomorrow, and we're going for it. Let's go. Let's go, Nick, baby.
Well, Steph, much love, good wishes, and hope everything turns out okay with your mom. Thanks so much, and appreciate you doing this.
Thank you. Love. Easy. Love.
You got it. There he is, Stephon Marbury. Unbelievable. I love his passion. And happy Mother's Day, obviously, to his mom. Man, put him on the court tomorrow. Get him in the locker room before the game. He's in the game, there at the game tomorrow before the game. Have him speak to the team. They'll come on out with some fight, and they'll end up winning game 4.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.